We had good attendance. It was standing room only. We think there's about 200 people there in attendance, and they stayed for the following meeting. We had people from all segments of the seafood sector, from the catching sector, the processing sector, and the service industries. We had 10 candidates on the panel, and we had two more in attendance in the audience. So it was a very good turnout. It was a very effective engagement.
Was it effective, E, in terms of the public airing their views, and do you think they were satisfied with what they heard from the candidates that are running in the upcoming election?
Yeah, well, I mean, the level of knowledge of the candidates varied. Some of them professed not to know that much about the sector, but there's a great exchange of views. It gave the people in the audience a chance to raise the key issues, the issue of the common fisheries policy and the need for change at a European level. And there was a good, robust exchange of views between the audience and the candidates. And there's also a robust exchange between the candidates themselves. So we're satisfied that it was a good forum, a good start to a campaign. And it gave the industry a chance to make these candidates aware of the issues that we're facing and the fact that they need to be held to account.
And what is next for the industry now, do you think?
Well, we're certainly very united in our approach. We're going to follow through with this campaign. We're going to maintain a strong social media campaign because it's very important. This issue needs to be raised. It needs to be raised at local level. It needs to be raised at a national level. And certainly the EU MEP candidates need to bring our case to Europe as well.